A marathon markup session and a slow start for soybeans. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. The House Ag Committee has advanced Farm Bill 2.0 following a marathon markup session that lasted for several days. C.J. Miller has more.
Our farmers, ranchers, and rural communities need a new Farm Bill, and they don't need it next year or need it next Congress. They need it now.
And that was House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson in his closing comments before the committee vote during the early morning hours on Thursday. Farm Bill 2.0 passed the committee by a vote of 34-17. All Republicans voted in favor of the legislation, along with seven Democrats on the committee. During the markup process, members of both parties sparred with each other over additional protections for pesticide producers, as well as the Trump administration's current rule that blocks federal incentives for solar projects on farmland. Before the vote, Thompson accused Democrats of grandstanding.
Take the politics, take the Trump derangement syndrome out of it, pure and simple. This is a great farm bill.
Other provisions include a legislative fix for California's Prop 12. Congressman Eric Sorensen from Illinois tried to amend the bill to include a fix for year-round E15, but that was ruled to be outside of the committee's jurisdiction. Ranking Member Angie Craig, a Democrat from Minnesota, referred to the bill as lackluster in her closing comments before the committee vote.
This remains a disappointing farm bill process that does not meet the moment. This bill doesn't lower input costs or stabilize our export markets. It doesn't help make food more affordable while prices surge under Trump's backward economic policies. And it's going to have challenges getting broad bipartisan support on the House floor.
The legislation now moves to the House for consideration. Meanwhile, Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman recently said he will introduce his own farm bill proposal in the coming months. I'm C.J. Miller.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Very mild air surging up across the Great Lakes today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with the Michigan Ag Today weather update. In the mild air, we start to see some moisture coming together here this afternoon. Scattered showers coming in from the west and southwest. We really reach our zenith in precipitation as we move into the pre-dawn hours through the rest of tomorrow. Right now, I'm going to pencil in anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch of rain. I do not think we see thunderstorms here on a wide scale, but I think between midnight and 6 a.m. in western Michigan, we do have a shot at some stronger thunderstorms or maybe a few rumbles of thunder. So just pay attention to that. And then it's kind of light rain from there forward. We do clear out as we move into Sunday, a little bit cooler, but still not too bad here. Mixed clouds and sun. Going into next week, Monday and Tuesday will turn out partly sunny and quite mild again. Strong frontal boundary set to move through at midweek. Overnight Tuesday night through Wednesday, this one has opportunity for showers and thunderstorms. Again, biggest rains seem to want to set up a little bit farther south, and we can see this bring anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch to Michigan. We follow that up with another round of colder air for the rest of next week. Thursday, Friday, in that cold air, can't rule out a few sloppy wet snowflakes on Friday the 13th. Yep, I said it, and the cold air wants to hold around into the early part of the following week before giving up, and we get a big surge of warm air back later in that week. That's a look at your forecast. I'm Ryan Martin.
Final numbers from yesterday coming up, but now let's take a closer look at what happened in the markets. Higher overnight for the markets and a slow start for soybeans yesterday, but the markets all finished with a solid move, and corn was up after another better-than-expected export sales report. Soybean and wheat exports were a little disappointing, but here's Andy Eubank along with Carl Sensor with Consus Ag Consulting for a better look.
Corn, soybeans, and wheat put together a pretty nice Thursday move higher, although beans very slow to come around. But Carl, let's start with the corn market. It was pretty obvious what was going on there after a very good, better than expected export inspections report.
Yeah, we had a really good week on the exports, a little over 2 million metric tons, well above what trade was expecting and more than doubling the volume that we saw a week ago. Big business there. And this was actually, the total came from before several of these flash sales we've seen on corn. Now, we didn't see one today, but we have seen sales in three of the past four sessions on corn, and those will show up next week. So expect another big week. That is really taking some of the wind out of the sails of traders who had said that corn exports were becoming front-loaded. Does not appear as though that is the case. We're selling 26-27 corn as well. That's an even more positive sign for the complex. Wheat taking big support today, especially that Kansas City contract leading the market higher here. Wheat taking support from drier forecasts in the southern plains as well as crop condition ratings. While not coming out across the U.S., we are seeing state-by-state ratings, and they do appear to show a little bit more stress than what we had last year. Soybeans, yes, a little bit late to show up to the party today. Crude oil took a while to get moving here, but once it did, we topped $80 and shot straight to $81 per barrel. Once that happened, buying momentum shifted over into the soy complex through the soy oil correlation.
And that was Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. March corn finished high at 441.5, up 9.75. May corn was showing a lot of strength as well, up 9.75 at 453.5. March soybeans were working the high side at 1163.75, up 9.25. May beans also high, up 9.75 to 1179.25. March wheat ended strong at 582.75, up 16 even. April live cattle up 17 cents to 238.52, and April hogs lower at 95.67, down $1.40. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.